Ivy sat in the third row at the edge of the classroom beside Carrie, which was fortunate as they were the best of friends and had been since first grade. She had, of course, been whispering when Mrs. Hufferty called her name. Swallowing, Ivy felt her face warm when David snickered, Bucktooth lost her place. If she lost her teeth, maybe she'd read better. Glaring at David, she forgot to be embarrassed. She hated him fiercely. "I'm sorry, Mrs. Hufferty. Where should I start?" If only Mrs. Hufferty asked the kids to read around the class the way Miss Fromm did, then Ivy would never lose her place. Mrs. Hufferty had been wandering the classroom with the book in one large hand, for Mrs. Hufferty was an extremely tall woman with bulk. Not that she was fat, not really. She just had a large frame and a large head with dark hair, tight curls, and round glasses that made her eyes look buggy. And now she was standing over Ivy's desk. Ivy glanced up to see her teacher staring at her with those huge eyes as if she had a bird on her nose or something. And then Mrs. Hufferty did a very strange thing. She tapped Ivy on the forehead and in a deep voice said, "It's time for you to open your eyes." The class giggled while Ivy rubbed her forehead. Teachers never did stuff like that. Ivy was sure it was against some kind of rule. But here she was, being tapped on the forehead. Her life could not get any worse. She wouldn't cry, not in front of the class. Ivy sighed and quietly asked, her voice getting a little high and squeaky, "Please, where should I start to read?" With a finger that looked a bit like a talon, Mrs. Hufferty pointed to a section about halfway down the page. Fascinated by the metallic brown and gold nail polish on Mrs. Hufferty's finger, Ivy was distracted for a moment. But once Mrs. Hufferty removed her finger, Ivy read quietly and clearly, trying to ignore the hurt she felt and wishing she could be anywhere but seated in this classroom. She finished with a heartfelt sigh. Smiling, Mrs. Hufferty turned to Carrie. It was strange the way her voice went from a light trilling to deep baritone. She said the strangest thing. "You will see a change of fortune. Beware, beware." David mimicked in a whispering taunt, "Beware, Carrie." Her voice back to normal, Mrs. Hufferty lifted an eyebrow to Carrie. "Have you lost your place as well?" "No, ma'am." Carrie was the only one in the class to use the word ma'am, but it seemed to make Mrs. Hufferty happy, for she smiled broadly, revealing thick, white teeth. "Ah, then please continue." It wasn't until recess when Ivy and Carrie ran out to the swings that they had time to think about what Mrs. Hufferty said. "You have to admit it's strange," Ivy said, pushing off the ground a little. Ivy was a cute girl. Although she had been teased so much for her teeth, she didn't know it. She did have longish teeth and wore glasses, both of which made her feel rather ugly, as if they made up the whole of her personhood. Her hair was honey gold, which is a fancy word for brown with sun-bleached blonde streaks, and large green eyes flecked with gold. Her mother told her time and again how pretty she was, but Ivy didn't believe her. Not really. She figured her mother had to say nice things to her daughter. Still, Ivy was pretty, even if she didn't see it herself. Mothers are usually right about such things. "Maybe it's because she's new." Carrie bit her lip and pulled the edges of the swing in. "Why do you think she said it?" "She didn't mean anything by it. Change of fortune, what could possibly change?" Carrie laughed. They lived in a tiny town with only a few thousand people in it. She had 23 classmates. It wasn't as if there were any real options. Not the way Mrs. H. made it sound with her deep voice and scary words. Ivy wasn't going to let it go. "I don't know, it sounded funny with the tone of voice she used. And she was serious." Then she rubbed her forehead. "Ever since she tapped me on the head, it feels tingly.